The Rural Health Initiative was started in Shawano County as a way of reaching farmers who are too busy to get regular medical screenings or don't have them covered by insurance. Executive Director Rhonda Strabel helped start the nonprofit program in 2004.
They're just busy working and don't come in. They're paying for their own insurance and have high deductibles. There's isolation. There's rural and urban. There's a lot of issues going on. And it was the farm women that said, if you want to see our men, you need to come to the farm because that's where they are.
So Strabel started something she calls kitchen screenings, in which a nurse visits farm families for free with a basic medical kit.
We can tell them within 10 minutes their cholesterol. We can check their glucose and check them for diabetes. We can check their blood pressure. We can check their height and weight and do their biometrics.
The Rural Health Initiative was so successful in Shawano County that it expanded to Waupaca and Outagamie counties last year. This year, Strabel has been approached by Marathon County officials.
Marathon County is a very large agricultural county, so this is a very large undertaking for us to expand to Marathon County. We'd like to see our staff trained and ready to go by this fall, by the end of harvest season, or by this winter. That is our peak time of seeing farm families.
It costs only about $75,000 per year to run the Rural Health Initiative in each county. About half of the funding comes from health care providers. Strabel is in talks to get the program paid for in Marathon County. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.